La stagione è finita. Sometimes when I wasn't actually called upon to participate in the garden, I would watch the others from the big window in our parlor. For ironically, ours was the only flat with a good upper-story view of the garden. I thus observed that while the old ladies followed the seasons, Giampaolo went by the book, or rather, it wasn't quite the seasons Lucilla and Vittorina followed, but the rigid set of proverbs and rules a thousand years of peasant culture offered them, some of which they themselves, having spent their adult lives in industrial cleaning, remembered only approximately. I recall in mid-September going out to the garden for a couple of tomatoes, just a reward for all that mowing, to discover, to my amazement, that not only were there none left, but the plants themselves had gone, disappeared, been uprooted, the ground already forked over and raked. When Lucilla decides the season's over, she tears them up, Orietta Visentini told me. Her voice was still completely neutral, as it had been all our early meetings. But now a half-smile played about the lips, suggesting the possibility of future confidences. She's pulled up the peppers, too, and the eggplants. It's the same every year. But they were still growing. Lucilla thought the season was over. Lucilla was an extreme, indeed manic case, but it has to be remembered that this is the country where if you go swimming any time after September, even if the temperature is in the sweltering upper 90s, you will be looked upon with surprise. La stagione è finita. The season is over.